This is Health Matters discussing memory loss.
Maybe you can't remember whether you turned the heater off before leaving the house. Or maybe you keep misplacing your keys or forgot to keep an appointment. Most of us have memory lapses here and there. Often those lapses are a sign that we have too much going on or we're not getting enough sleep. But when it keeps happening, forgetfulness can be worrisome.
If memory lapses occur several times a day every day, then medical attention is needed. However, occasional lapses do not necessarily signify a health problem. Stress could be a factor. Supplement manufacturers claim that memory lapses can be addressed by taking memory-boosting formulas. But according to the Consumer Reports, there is virtually no evidence, none whatsoever, that brain-boosting supplements prevent cognitive impairment, slow dementia, or delay these memory lapses.
One study followed almost 3,000 older adults who took ginkgo biloba extract twice a day for 5 years. The group had just as many cases of Alzheimer's as a control group taking placebos.
No one wants to lose brain power, so it's not surprising that brain supplements have become a profitable category for vitamin manufacturers. Sales of supplements claiming to boost human memory literally doubled between 2006 and 2015. Ginkgo biloba is often an ingredient in these supplements, even though studies have proven that it's not effective. Certain B vitamins are also popular in brain supplements, but again, studies have found that taking vitamins B6, B12, or folic acid fail to slow or reduce the risk of cognitive decline in older adults.
Consumer Reports recommend avoiding products that are labeled as memory boosting. These products are loosely regulated and make unsubstantiated claims. Last year, the federal government's accountability office, referenced as the GAO, analyzed hundreds of ads promoting these memory booster products. It found that 27 products made illegal claims about treating or preventing memory loss diseases.
Further, the GAO found that even companies making legal claims could not provide data to support them.
Right. The Council on Responsible Nutrition has stated the situation in no uncertain terms that dietary supplements cannot cure, mitigate, treat, or prevent Alzheimer's, dementia, or any disease.
There's another problem with supplements. For example, ginkgo biloba should not be taken with blood pressure medications, blood thinners, or SSRI antidepressants. Also, some formulas may contain undisclosed ingredients that interfere with medications.
Claims that fish oil can benefit the brain are a different matter. Studies document that people who consistently eat omega-3 fats may have a lower risk of dementia, but it's the whole food sources of these fatty acids that provide the benefit, like salmon and other fatty fishes, not fish oil supplements. A 2012 data review found that thousands of older adults taking omega-3 supplements did no better on short-term memory tests than people taking placebos. And over time, they did not have fewer dementia diagnoses.
If you check out memory supplements online, you'll find lists of top-rated products. But if you read the details, what they claim is that they don't contain synthetics or they have high consumer reviews.
So, the takeaway is to eat more salmon?
Yes, and there's another strategy for keeping the brain in working order. Exercise. A 2011 study found that over 1 million cases of Alzheimer's were due to a sedentary lifestyle. That's staggering and sad. It's also a wake-up call. Physical activities can delay or slow cognitive decline, not to mention the other benefits. Exercise every day and keep the brain decline at bay. There are many options at almost any age. Walking, weightlifting, yoga, tai chi, jogging, gardening. Take your pick and keep at it.
There is also giving your brain a workout. You can't totally beat Father Time, so to speak. Brain cells do lose capacities with age. However, brain cells have something called plasticity, which can take on and retain new information. That's why brain teaser games are being promoted as a memory-boosting strategy. Although experts say doing these games online is counterproductive, learning a new language is considered highly effective. Other forms of memorizing are also effective. For example, a matching game, a poem, or even a new song.
However, if you find you're having memory lapses on a daily basis, check in with your doctor.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Michael Heminger. Our readers were Cody Yarborough, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.